for strength. Thank him for who he is, and thank him for what he is to us. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. Zimorosa vrandikayas. La branda la bashanda la babaya. Mendolo zibranda bayas. Sedele de bede bede. Shibrondolo do bosha. Librandini mianda la shanda la dayas. Kiriando shibranda la babaya. Shanda la baba. Zimorosi famia kota vayas. Marandi kiatos ki bronda varas. Kire se krende si renda brandias. Rade rakundi rakua shanda baya. Ianda la babo marandes ki bayando lo voce branda bayas. Le brando shanda ya baba bayanda la bayas. Le branda la babo shabanda la baya karembro si vayas. We give you praise, we give you glory, we thank you, Lord. Resondo bayas, le branda shanda bahande koshi branda bayas, le koto marosha fabra kitayas. Somebody thank God, just speak in tongues and thank him. Marosha da bayas, as you speak in tongues, just run through the year in your heart and in your mind. Le brande kabando shibrondo vande skianda. Rekivari kashandi bayas. We bless you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, your ultimate gift to us. Your mercy that speaks over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reko baranda bahayas. Zembalando shigranda la babaya. Inda la bahashanda bahayas. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. You began the week with us. Today is day two of this week. We have come into your presence again, and your word has been made available to us. As we run through your word, step by step, precept upon precept, we are praying your presence. We are praying a great understanding will be our portion. I pray that, Lord, you will help me articulate in your words, not in my understanding, but in your understanding that will bring your people to the place of purpose. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, I want to share, please sit down, sorry, take your seat. I want to share something that will bless you for 2024. The year is almost done. 2023 is not done, but it is almost done. And at this point, any serious human being will be working towards a 2024. Any serious human being will be strategizing towards 2024. I believe that we have our own plans for 2024, and we also had our plans in 2023. But I can be sure that there are things you wanted to do in 2023 that you have not been able to do it, or you have not been able to achieve. And there are quite a number of us who have a lot of challenges in achieving or seeing what we desired that we wanted to do. It's very possible that also there's another group of people that are here who are not happy with the way their year have gone. They are not happy. They are looking for joy. I mean, there were times you wanted to have joy, but you did not find it till the end of the year. You were chasing after joy. But tonight I'm praying that what I'm going to share will help you. It will help you align to what God can do for you in 2024. One of the things God doesn't like seeing is seeing his children frustrated. It is not in his agenda to produce frustrated people. It is not in the agenda of God to produce failures. God never intends to produce failures. So tonight I'm teaching on the subject, making 2024 a victorious year. Making 2024 a victorious year. John chapter 15, verse 16. John 15, 16. Are you there? Okay, please, can you reposition this screen for me? Take it this way. I think Saturday they changed the position. The Bible said that ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained that ye should go bring forth. And ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Lord in my name, he may give it to you. Give me a softer version. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. So I was wondering why somebody was saying that we must not use the name of the Lord when we are praying. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe because we don't read a lot of scriptures, anybody can say something that can fly. But it's clear, he said that you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. The Message version, it gives a clearer one there. He said, you didn't choose me. Remember, I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. So, we don't use prayer to be fruitful. We use fruitfulness to make our prayer life an impactful one. The more we bear fruit, the more our prayers receive heaven's attention. A Christian who is not bearing fruit will not have a successful prayer life. So that is why I wanted to meet all the 20s and all the 30s, because this is the industrious or the productivity zone, the zone in life that activity is concentrated. You don't build a prayer life until you build a fruitful life. You don't build a successful prayer life until you build a fruitful life. A fruitful life is that which gives birth to a fruitful prayer life. There are many prayers that will go unanswered because the people are not living a fruitful life. We read the scripture again. Give me the TLB version. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lovely fruit always, so that no matter what you ask for from the Father, using my name, he will give it to you. So the more we bear fruit for Christ, the more our prayers, he said, whatsoever. So some people's prayers are more powerful than others, not because they are unique, but because they are bearing fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ. The more you, so I'm going to show you how to make your 2024 a victorious one. A victorious year should be a year where you prayed and God answered all your prayers. Yes or no? Yeah. When your prayer is fruitful. When all you are asking God is coming to pass. When you kneel down and you pray, God answers. Such a person should be the one who is producing fruits out of his life. God wants us to have 2024 as a victorious year in reality. One of the things that is common to us is when somebody says Merry Christmas, we add what? Hello? We add what? And a happy. This time we don't want a happy new year. We want a year of victory. We want a year that is fruitful. Oh, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We have said it many times, but it's not just about what people are saying, but it's what you discover you must do. And one of the ways we are going to learn to make our prayer life, a victorious life, should be a life that is having 100% prayer answers. And that life should be a life that is bearing fruit. Give me the verse 17. I demand that you love each other. Connect it to the 16. There are non-negotiable positions we must take if we will bear fruit. And bearing fruit will make your year a successful one. I pity people who, it is very, very sad to find someone who needs help and doesn't know where to get help or how to get the help. But it is also much more frustrating when you know how to get the help, but you don't make effort to get the help. Jesus wants us to live a victorious life in 2024. And I pray that you become a victorious Christian in 2024. Fruitfulness is exhibiting. Now, listen to the definition of fruitfulness. I'm building my point. Fruitfulness is exhibiting positive, active attitudes on a daily basis. Exhibiting positive, active attitudes on a daily basis in our lives. Exhibiting positive, active attitudes. Now, what are the attitudes? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23 is going to be a powerful teaching that will change us. He said, but when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. So a Christian who is controlled by the Holy Spirit will produce these fruits. Will see these characters or attitudes in his or her life. He said, but when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, 23, gentleness, and self-control. And here, there is no conflict with the Jewish law. When this happens to you, when you begin to walk in these fruits, verse 22, when these fruits begin to show up, when you begin to cultivate a life with the Spirit, you begin to bear these fruits, something automatically begins to happen to you. Watch what I'm saying and pay attention to this. I don't want to scream. I just want it to sink deep into you. When this happens to you, new things begin to happen in places in your life that did not make sense. In 2023, there are things, there are areas in our lives that nothing nice happened to. Nothing fruitful happened. There are areas in your life that you didn't bear fruit. There are areas in your life that you want to hide. There are areas in your life that you try to desire something good, but it didn't happen. But when you begin to live a spirit-filled, controlled life, you begin to bear these fruits. And anytime you see these fruits beginning to manifest in your life, what is happening to you? You begin to see positive things happening in your life all of a sudden. There is no life that bears the fruit of love, the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, the fruit of patience, the fruit of kindness, the fruit of goodness, the fruit of fruitfulness, the fruit of gentleness, the fruit of self-control, and that life will not be victorious. No. It's good to pray to have a victorious life. It's good to make declarations to have a victorious life. It's part of the process. But the secret to a victorious life in 2024 is that your life must bear these fruits. You don't need $1 million to make your life victorious next year. These fruits will bring the $1 million. You don't need a great connection per se. Because a great connection can come to you, and when you miss out on these fruits, the connection will be disconnected. This is why the devil has gotten control over lives in the church. These fruits are missing. They are nowhere manifesting in the lives of the children of God. So we are praying for things. We are trusting God for things. But until these fruits begin to work in us and flow in us, we will struggle to have fruitful life. When we ensure these attitudes begin to flow in our life, four things will begin to happen to us. There are four things that begin to happen to you when you decide to bear the fruit of love, when you decide to bear the fruit of joy, when you decide to, you don't look for joy, you bear joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. There is no place you will find joy except when you engage the Holy Spirit. Then you bear the fruit of joy. Joy is not the absence of poverty. Joy is the presence of an active relationship with the Holy Spirit. So four things will begin to happen to us when we begin to bear these fruits in our lives. A lot of us are not patient. A lot of us are not kind. But in 2024, God wants you to love more. God wants you to be joyful in Him more. God wants you to develop a peaceful life. God wants you to be a peacemaker. God wants you to be patient. God wants you to be kind. God wants you to be good. God wants you to be faithful. Keep moving. God wants you to be gentle. And God wants you to be self-controlled. If you begin to walk in these nine fruits, four things are going to happen to you. Number one, don't worry, by the time I finish teaching, you will never forget this teaching. Number one, you shall begin to see positive fruits naturally in your life. Naturally. Naturally. There are a lot of prayers you are praying today. God will change them because you wouldn't have need to pray for them. You wouldn't have need to pray for them. These attributes, they begin to construct a victorious life. A victorious life is not necessarily prayed for. It is constructed. We construct. We build. We build a victorious life. We produce it. We live out a victorious life. The life that Jesus gave us is a victorious life. But we live it out. We build it. So don't just pray, but discover the secret of a victorious life. A life that cannot be defeated is the life that is bearing the fruit of the Spirit. you will see positive relationships grow around you. Suddenly you realize that you are making quality friends. You are keeping quality people. You are connecting to quality people, and you are not driving away your helpers. Yes, when you begin to bear these nine fruits, you realize that you won't pray for helpers again, because naturally, helpers will gravitate towards you. Because character is everything about life. A gift will open a door for you, but character will keep you there. So when we begin to walk in these fruits of the Spirit, the first thing that begins to happen to us is that we begin to see positive things happening to us. Naturally, there are people, there are Christians who smell. I'm talking about spiritual smell. I'm talking about there is an aroma, you know, when Esau and Jacob were struggling for the blessing from Isaac, Isaac was looking for a smell around the one to pick the blessing. There are Christians who drive away their helpers. There are Christians, by virtue of their character, by virtue of the fruit they are bearing, even anointing oil cannot help them. Remember that Christian called Saul. King Saul was anointed by one of the powerful prophets in town, Prophet Samuel. And he was the first choice king for Israel. But he lost the throne because of character. Are you here? He lost the throne because of character. He lost the throne because he didn't have, verse 23, he didn't have self-control. There were times that the prophet would tell him, don't go and offer the sacrifice. Wait. He'll be in a hurry and you sacrifice. Prophet will come. He has finished the sacrifice. You have to understand that these fruits are going to make you to grow to become attractive to God's blessing, not repelling the blessing of God. When the fruit of the Spirit takes grounds in your life, you attract God's blessings. You take hold of God's blessings. And at 20s and at 30s, if you begin to take the fruit of the Spirit one by one to build yourself in the fruit of the Spirit, the only thing that can happen to you is a victorious life. The only thing that can come out of you will be a victorious life. People don't get attracted to people who don't walk in these fruits. And I have sat down, watched people who could be helped by others not being helped because these fruits are not in them. There are people, you see, when you are looking at an ideal case, you look at what works, not the extreme. Whether I am this or not, somebody, if God wants somebody to help me, no, it doesn't work like that. This is why your life is not moving as fast as you want. A life, listen, if you make this adjustment in 2024 and the way we pray in this church and the impartations that takes place here, and you work on these nine fruits of the Spirit, your life will never be the same again. Amazingly, they are nine, and amazingly, the gift of the Spirit are also nine. There are many Christians who don't care about this. That is why we are using so much human effort to achieve what we should achieve, and we end up failing and getting frustrated. I pray that next year, you will be a better Christian. You will be a better child of God. You will have a fruitful life in your 2024, in the name of Jesus. You will realize that people will open doors for you, that you will be amazed. You say, hey, this kind of doors that never come to me, suddenly they've started coming to me, because you are bearing the fruit of love. You are full of love. You are exuding with love. Who won't be attracted to someone who loves? Are you getting me? If you are full of joy, who won't be attracted to? If you are full of peace, like you are a peacemaker. In 2024, decide to be a peacemaker. Decide that your words will establish peace in relationships and in atmospheres. In 2024, be more patient. Discipline yourself. Learn how to be patient. It will make you attractive to your helpers. It will make, I said, positive things will begin to happen to you. Positive things. Sometimes even in your shop, somebody can send, they can test you. They'll bring you an impatient customer to just annoy you. I've heard a lot of stories where people were tested on the grounds of patience and they lost it. Impatience can block the flow of God's blessing. And listen to me, you can't be in this church and say that you are not blessed because your pastor did not pray for you. Or you are not blessed because the church is not anointed or the church is not prayerful. This should be one of the churches that prays. And in fact, we are going to upgrade the prayer next year. In the midst of praying, a fruitful prayer life, we saw it in John chapter 15, verse 16. If we are not bearing fruit, we will not have fruitful prayer lives. A fruitful prayer life must transform you whilst you are getting your miracle. When you study the Bible, all those who encountered Jesus had a life transformation. It is only our time that people receive miracles and they leave church. It's only in our time that people receive miracles and they live following the kingdom of God. Because they were not actually in church for the Lord. They were not actually in church to bear the fruit. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, they were not in church for that. They don't have time for that. They were in church to get a breakthrough to disappear. They were in church to get a marriage and disappear. They were in church for the man of God to prophesy on their passport, then they disappear. But how do you develop a life that will have a surety of a victorious life? I'm showing you today. Grow in love. Grow in joy. Grow in peace. Grow in patience. Grow in kindness. Grow in doing good. Grow in faithfulness. Grow in gentleness. Grow in your self-control. The second thing that will happen to you is that you begin to have positive reactions in life. Positive reactions when you grow. You know, these ones, it's not a wild, it's not a deep teaching. But this is what will make you. Number one, you will begin to see positive things happening to you. Number two, you begin to have positive reactions. People who didn't used to like you will begin to like you. Hello? People who didn't like you will begin to like you. Because you begin to bear fruit that you become irresistible. People will love to have you in their company. Areas of your life that looked cursed. Sometimes you think you are cursed. You are not cursed. You are not bearing fruits. You are not bearing the fruit. You have money, you spend it haphazardly. Then you say you are poor. You are not poor. You are not bearing the fruit of self-control. We are not bearing the fruit of patience. There are things you want to buy today
You are not supposed to buy because you don't need them. And then you try to buy them now, then you run into lust, only for you to blame the devil or blame the economy. No. When you begin to walk in these fruits, you will see that areas in your life that you were not seeing the light of God, areas in your life that you are not bearing fruit, you see that it begins to blossom naturally. It is just like injecting growth hormones into people who are having challenges with growth. Immediately the hormones enter the person. The person begins to respond. These are the hormones for a victorious life in 2024. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You will receive positive reactions from people who before had a negative perception about you. Yes, you must not be concerned so much about what people say about you, because people's opinion about you is different from your own opinion and God's opinion about you. But if you are going to be successful in life, you must care about what people think about you. You can't say you don't care. All you need in life is God. No. God is going to use people to recommend you. David was recommended to King Saul by a human being. Please, are you here? In your 20s and 30s, I wish you could catch this secret of life. Your life will never end up a failure. What people say about you is also very important. It's only a proud person. When you are a younger Christian, you will say you don't care what people will say. So far as I have God, myself and God will form the majority. No. There must be, people must speak well. Remember the wife of that man? He told the husband, "This is a holy man of God. This is a good man of God. This is a powerful man. Let's give him accommodation." So the prophet had an accommodation based on what somebody said about him. When you begin to bear these fruits, you begin to have positive reactions from people who had negative opinions about you. Yes. There was a man that one day the disciples told Jesus to heal because they told him he has built a synagogue in this city. So doing good, goodness, verse 22, goodness. Do good, do more good in 2024. Find opportunities to be good. Find opportunities to be kind. Find opportunities to bless people. Be more kind. Be more good. Be more faithful. Be more loyal to God. Be more loyal to your friends. Be more loyal to the church. Be more loyal to the word of the Lord. Be more loyal to yourself. Some people are not loyal to themselves. In 2024, be more faithful. Be faithful with money. Be intentional with your faithfulness with money. Be intentional with the faithfulness with your time. Use your time well. If you want 2024 to be victorious, use your time well. Invest your time in the right things. Be faithful with resources. Praise the Lord. 2024 will give positive reactions if we will focus on these fruits. Just imagine you increasing your patience level. How many of you have lost opportunities because you were impatient? Let me see. Be truthful. Yeah. And if those opportunities had come into your life, you might have been better than what you are today. So instead of praying that God let 2024 be a victorious year, yes, we have to pray and we will pray. We will have to pray and we will pray. Next year, we will have to deal with a lot of demonic spirits. Because attacks will multiply. We will pray. But alongside the prayers, we have to come under the control of the Holy Spirit to cultivate a loving heart, to cultivate a joyful spirit. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So the more you grow in joy, the stronger you become. There are too many weak people. We are not able to pursue vision. We are not able to pursue what God has destined for us because we are weak. In our weakness, His strength is made perfect. Where from the strength? When you quote that scripture, what comes into your mind? It means that in the place where we are weak, God gives an answer of strength to it. How do you activate strength? By joying yourself in the Lord. So the more we grow in joy, the more we become strong to pursue the things God, because people are going to threaten you. The system is going to siphon you. The system is going to strangulate you. The system is going to suffocate you. There will be human mafias. There will be spiritual mafias. There will be people giving you threats. So if you don't take care, you will stay and go around the mountain year after year. How do you have the strength to confront your Jericho wall? How do you have the strength to confront your Goliath? It will take the strength of the Lord. And that strength can only be cultivated if we come under the control of the Spirit. Number three, the third thing that will happen to you if you begin to bear this fruit is that you will begin to have positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement. Positive things will happen to you. There will be positive reactions and there will be positive reinforcement. Life is like a mirror. Life is like a mirror. What you show is what you see. What you show is what you see. What you show, what you manifest is what you see. Life is like a mirror. What is coming out of your life is what you are showing. How do I know that this person is a footballer? Is the dress he's wearing? How do I know that this person is a military man? Is the uniform he's wearing? How do I know this person is a doctor? Is where he's seated and the language he's saying? If what you put in your life is good, your life will come out as good. If what you put in your life is wickedness, your life will come out as wickedness. What you invest is what you harvest. Attitude is everything in life. And it is very sad to say that many Christians are not fruitful in the way God calls fruitfulness because we don't pay attention to character. Character has become something we don't, because it's like grace has covered our character. But character is the signature to life. Is what gives meaning. Okay, a character is like the keys on the keyboard when you are typing. When you type A, A is called, in IT terms, we call it a character. The characters are the key, the keys. A, B, C, D, they are characters. Because when you type it, it tells us what you are looking for. So if I type C, A, R, B, O, N. I've typed, I'm looking for carbon. So in creating the word carbon, there are six characters you need to combine. Are you here? If you need a victorious life in 2024, you need to combine these characters. So if I combine C to A to R to B to O to N, I'm going to get carbon. Character is what produces a life. And whatever life you are having, it is as a result of the characters you are combining. If I put T, O, W, E, L, towel. So the characters I combined was T, O, W, E, L. It gave me towel. Character, attitude is contagious. Whatever you do to it in your life, it will reproduce it back to you. Number four, thing that will happen to you when you walk in these characters. You shall have positive rejoicing. When you are rejoicing, you rejoice well. Because whatever these nine characters, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, when they begin to work in you, you will have positive rejoicing. That is what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 11. John 15, 11. John chapter 15, verse 11. This John chapter 15, verse number 11. I'm working with you, and I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your cup of joy will overflow. When you walk in these fruits, you will experience joy in overflowing manner. A victorious life is a life that is flowing with joy. I'm praying that in the coming year, you will never be sad. Your amen is not strong. Yeah, in the coming year, may you be filled with joy. May you be contagious when it comes to joy. May you be happy from January to December. May your life give you reasons to joy in the Lord. In the mighty, may your labors yield joy. May our prayers yield joy. May our service to God yield joy. May the steps we take yield joy. May our decisions yield joy. May our plans yield joy. May our sleepless nights yield joy. May our thinking yield joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be happy in life if you miss out on this attitude. If 2024 will be fulfilling, we need to practice, pray, and develop these fruits of the Spirit. Were you searching for joy in 2023? We don't search for joy. We bear joy. Joy is a product of doing the right thing for a long time. Joy is a product of doing the right thing. You can't buy joy. You can't fake joy. That is why when people are depressed, they take alcohol, they think they'll be happy. Yeah, short period, they're off. You can't fake joy. If you are not happy, you are not happy. If you are not joyful, not even happy. The joy is different from happiness. There are many people who seem happy, but they are not joyful. Joy is a fruit of this. Is within. Whether you have car, you don't have car. Whether you have money, you don't have money. Whether you are broke, you are not broke. Whether a prayer has not been answered or not. Joy, when joy is there, you see that this life is a life that is lived without burdens. When a man is walking in joy, he looks like a man who has no burden. Happiness is, okay, you needed a breakthrough, and the breakthrough comes. And you explode in excitement is happiness. But joy is a fruit because you cannot buy joy. You can't. You can't buy it. You cannot fake it. When you don't have it, you don't have it. And because it's a fruit, it needs to be cultivated. It takes your fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit to bear the fruit. If a man has, I cannot fellowship with the Holy Spirit to bear the fruit of joy for you. This is why we must all develop. Go back to the Galatians. We must all develop a strong fellowship with the Holy Spirit. A strong knowing with the Holy Spirit. Nobody can fellowship with the Holy Spirit for you. No prophet. No pastor. No apostle. No evangelist. You got to have a friendship with the Holy Spirit in order to bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. There are Christians who are not faithful. And when you are not faithful, it affects everything about you. It affects. So if you are trying to be a constant tither or someone who gives his first fruit consistently, and you have not borne the fruit of patience, faithfulness, self-control, you cannot be a faithful tither. Because you have not borne the fruit. So instead of us trying to be faithful tithers, that will be work of the flesh, you to fail. We have to fellowship with the Spirit so that you will have the sense of faithfulness that I have been called to this. I am committed to this. There are many church members who are not committed because the fruit of the Spirit called faithfulness has not been cultivated. So they will continue to struggle to be committed. Committed to things they are supposed to be committed to. Joy will fill your heart in 2024 if you put the right principles in place in your life. Practically. The right principles, you put it in your life practically. The difference between high flyers and low flyers is that high flyers practice principles. What 7 principles govern your life? Write it down. I'll give you 5 minutes to write it whilst I'm teaching. Be honest. Write it down. Write it down in words. Just 1 word. 7. Not what you want, not what you are going to be guided by next year, but as at now, what do you think are the 7 principles that you have lived your life with? Both bad and wrong, both good and bad. Write it down whilst I'm teaching. Don't hide the bad one. Write it down. You need it. Because it is when we see a disease that we know the medicine we give. If you cannot write it down, it means you are not ready to progress. Yeah. What 7 principles do you think govern your life? Heaven wants to distinguish you amongst your peers. But there is no distinguished figure in the kingdom without a ruthlessness in following godly principles. Yeah. Great men don't show up in the kingdom. Great men are made. 2024, determine in your heart that you are going to develop 7 strong principles you are going to live your life by. 7 strong ones that are connected to these fruits of the Spirit. A lot of marriages will be powerful if we, the Christians, I don't have a problem with marriage seminars, love seminars, I don't. But personally, I'm not enthused with them. because they don't solve the problem. We have so many of them going on, and still so many marriages are under crash. It doesn't mean they are not helpful, but I have one belief that if Christians are bearing these fruits, we shouldn't struggle with our marriages. But in the absence of these fruits, and we are using telenovela principles, coin them and use them for marriage seminars, love seminars, people clap, people laugh, people, they actually live without hearing it. They just laugh, laugh, laugh. They go back to the same thing, because what is not in you cannot manifest. And we have the Holy Spirit in us. If we fellowship with Him, we will begin to walk in love. How can a man walking in love in excess, not love the wife? How can a man, if two people are in joy, they are peacemakers, they are patient, they are kind, they are good, they are faithful. If their marriage doesn't work, then what marriage needs to work is not on earth. Yes. Money does not make money marriages to work. No. These things, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. But unfortunately, the Christians in church have refused to build these fruits. It's not easy to bear the fruits. It's not. It takes in. If you want mangoes, you have to plant the mango tree and take care of the tree. Watering, fertilizing, pruning, trimming. If you are interested in a fruit, you need to pay attention to it. And all these things. So, write this one too down. Write the 9 fruits down right now. It's a teaching service. Number 1, love. Number 2, joy. Number 3, peace. Number 4, patience. Number 5, kindness. If you are watching us online, write it down. I'm teaching. I'm going to show you something to do. Number 5, kindness. Number 6, goodness. Number 7, faithfulness. Number 8, gentleness. And number 9, self-control. Now, against each of them, grade yourself from 1 to 10. I'm teaching. The higher you go, that means like if you have the greater, like 10 means you are inside power. So 1 means even 0 is power. 0 to 10. You can't have 0 because there is a baseline for everybody. You have the Holy Spirit. The potential seed is the 0. So you have 1. Automatic. Even the devil can love people. So grade yourself. Grade yourself. You will see the areas you need to pay attention to next year. I'm telling you, this message I'm teaching you is more than 10 hours prayer time. Which of the fruit is absent in your life? In the case of every one of them that is absent in your life, cost you a breakthrough. You understand why we need to pay attention to it? It cost you. If you were not loving, you lost people who could have helped you. So, Mark, don't be ashamed if you are below 3. Or it gives you, because you have diagnosed the disease, then you can know what medicine to go for. Don't pretend you are marking yourself. You know where you are. Because I'm telling you, next year, I'm going to pray more that God gives me grace to bear these fruits. To be more kind. To be more peace-loving. to be more patient. The more you become, you grow in these fruits, the more you become very, very powerful.
I'm teaching. I have 10 minutes to wrap up.
God wants to distinguish people. Now, look at your marks. Are you proud of yourself? There's a heavy deficiency. And this is what we call, is it when what you have marked determines or shows you your level of Christ-likeness. The amount of Christ in you is what you have scored. So you see, it's a powerful message. Yeah. It brings you to the point where you evaluate your Christian walk. The more Christ fills us, the more we see victories in life. In 2024, as a 20s and as a 30, a man in your 30s, a woman in your 30s. You see, sometimes the man or the woman you should have married left their relationship because you lacked, Charlie, you lack distance. It's not that you are not beautiful or you are not handsome enough. You didn't have this. And in its deficiency, your flesh was very loud and you lost a jewel. It's not that they couldn't help you to get the job. But when they sent you to go and meet the person who is to help you, your attitude there, you were not patient with the secretary, you didn't respect the secretary, you were all over the place. When are they coming? But they say I should come at 9. They say, no, the man is not leaving for only you. If you were patient, you would have waited. Even if you come at 7 p.m., you wait. A breakthrough is a true breakthrough when the man who received it has these characters. The reason the church looks deficient in terms of finances is that when men who don't bear these fruits receive breakthroughs, they forget the church. They don't have the Christ connection to the Christ church. Please, are you following me? Right principles. They look unpracticable or unpracticable. They look like it's not possible to practice them for a long time in our time. They are not right principles. You don't need to love them before you practice them. Because normally right principles are against the work of the flesh. And they are against our will. And they are against our comfort. Right principles. They are against your comfort. What your comfortable lives want to do will not be a right principle. A right principle will cost you your convenience and your comfort. But you will begin to love it when you continue in it and it begins to bear fruits for you. Then you love it. There are people who they were told their BPs were going up. They should start eating this. They should start eating that. Initially, it was difficult. Don't eat after 8. Don't eat after 7. Don't eat this. Don't eat beef. Don't eat this. Initially, it's like they've denied them the food. Today, I read about diseases. And it is said scientifically that 95% of sicknesses and diseases are due to what we eat and our lifestyles. Only 5% are genetic. So, assuming you are obese, okay, and then they tell you you are supposed to eat, they give you a ration and give you a routine that when you wake up, exercise for 30 minutes, drink warm water, take this,
take this, do that, sleep at this time, take enough rest, eat this food. Every day, you are not going to eat red meat again. You are not going to chew meat again. Be on fish, be on vegetables, eat. The vegetables crowd that kills us. Why am I an animal to be chewing vegetables? But you see, the vegetables, if you go on it for 3 months, you will see a big difference. And when you see the big difference, you see that you have become lighter. Your pot belly has disappeared. You can run. You can walk without. There are people who are 30 years, they can't climb fifth floor. Yes. Such a person, when the doctor catches you, put you on something. And you see, following the principle can be difficult. Yes. The day you decide to be patient, from that day, situations that will make you impatient will start coming. It is like the day you decide to start fasting. When you are not fasting, you are not even hungry. It's like people have to remind you, hey, now where did he? Me refuel. But when they declare 40 days of power, the imagination of 40 days will start letting you feel hungry. So for 40 days, I'm not going to eat wache in the morning. By 10 o'clock, you start feeling hungry. Because it's like exercise. I'm using the exercise. I'm wrapping up in 5 minutes. I'm teaching fruit because you cannot bear fruit without spiritual exercises. You need spiritual exercises. Fasting. Prayer. Committing to God. It will help you. So let me use the exercise. So I used to paddle. Okay. When I got the machine, I could do, the first time when I did 200, I was happy. And I struggled. Because by the time I got to 70, I could feel the pain. Hey. So I was imagining, how will I get to 100? Then I managed to get to 200. Edwin, the machine you bought for me. I got to 200. I was happy. But I realized I didn't sweat. Just that I was tired. That means there's a problem. I didn't sweat, but I was tired. It means I've not hit the target. I've not borne the fruit I'm looking for. So the next time, I said, I'll do 500. And I saw that there was enough heat in me, but I was not sweating. Then I said, no. But it was becoming easier. The muscles were adjusting. So the next time, I shot to 1,002. And I did it. And I sweat profusely as if I've run from here to Kanesh. I was sweating. If you want to bear these fruits, it will cost you. It will cost you. Then I moved to 2,000. So I'll paddle for 45 minutes. And I'm hitting 2,000. And now I do it with ease. I can get to 3,000. The more you keep to right principles, and you are better. So I'm proud that I can do 3,000. Most of you cannot do 1,000, cannot do 500. It will shock you. You think, oh, Pastor, right? No. It will shock you. You get to 100 and you'll be part. The last time LP was trying, 100, he think he has achieved something. Yama. And she didn't know how I used to go. So when I told her, I do 1,000, hey, how do you do it? Bearing the fruit must come with an intentional. And I'm praying that we will have people here who are exhibiting fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. The fruit of the Spirit. You have gone for love conferences, this, that. They've shown you all the tricks. Do bone straight, speak nice English, Know when to barrier, know your barrier, do this, do that. You do and they break your heart five times. It is all because these are the principle or the principal fruits we must all strive to bear as Christians. Christianity is beautiful when they are clothed in these attitudes. Yes. When they are clothed. There are people that people don't want to help them again because they lose all this. And you have seen your marks. I didn't mark you, but you've seen your marks. They are not encouraging at all. It's time for us to go before the Lord and work out something. When joy is absent in your life, check if you are trying to use prayer to do what right principles should do. When joy is absent in your life, when you are trying to get joy, I want you to check whether you are trying to use prayer to do what right principles should do. I want you to write it down. It rings a good bell. If you are forcing to use prayer to do what principles should do, it will not work. If you keep eating after 8 p.m., 9 p.m., you will be sick. You can't pray it out of your body. When you leave here today, some of you are going to eat heavy and drink cold water, grow, belch, and sleep. If you continue like that, you are building a certain health system or life system. That is how principles work. That if you continue on bad principles for a long time, you will be a defeated Christian. If you build on right principles for a long time, if you are tight forever. If you love prayer, I saw a video where Apostle Suleiman was giving a testimony. I wanted to share it on the page. Maybe when I get home, I'll share it. So he said there was this sister on campus, the one who made him become a Christian. If you're a Christian, be a Christian. Keep to the Christian principles and keep it for a long time. Because you can go off. So he said, whilst they were on campus, this great man of God, prophet, Apostle Johnson Suleiman, that time he was not a Christian. He was a guy, and Charlie. They were hard guys on campus. And he said, there was this sister who was all, he didn't know what the person was doing, but now he knows that the girl was a prayerful one. Slim, prayerful, Kabbalah boys. Every day, he said, when you meet her, somebody else is following her. They are all holding Bible. When it's break time, she'll be in the corner and be praying. And people couldn't get close to her in a certain radar because the presence of God was strong. So one day, he had an encounter with a girl. And the girl gave him music to listen or so. And after listening to the music, he began to come under conviction and he changed. After some time, I think they went for vacation. And when they came back, this sister had come back and he couldn't recognize the sister. Show your stomach, painted the hair, like she has changed. And then so he approached and said, you are the reason why I became born again. What is happening to you? He said, what you are doing, we've done some before. I mean, keep doing it. When we're younger, the fire is good. He said after 3 weeks, he came to school, he saw people at the notice board, and this was the picture of this girl. and she had died in an accident when they were coming from the club. And that challenges some of the theologies we know.
When he said when he had the encounter with he spoke to the lady, some of his friends said, "Hey, you went close to that. If you go close, you fall down." That means she carried a circumference of presence,
but at the end of the day, she backslided and was not around again. I want to show you, I'm supposed to close, but I want to show you, all that I'm saying is that if you want to be victorious next year, be on fire for Christ. Amen. Let me give you 5 ways to be on fire for Christ. 6 ways. I'll just mention them. I'll give you the scripture and we close. Have you been blessed? Yeah. I pray that tomorrow you go back and listen to the sermon again. Because if Christ is our victory, anyone that grows in Christ becomes victorious. Anyone that grows in Christ becomes victorious. The more you mature in Christ, you become victorious. 2024, I want you to be on fire for Christ. Number one, repent. Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9. Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9. He isn't really being slow about his promised return, even though it sometimes seems that way. But he is waiting for the good reason that he is not willing that any should perish. And he is giving more time for sinners to repent. If you have to be on fire for the Lord, the first step is to repent. Number two, surrender your life to Christ. You have to choose between Christ and your family. You have to choose between Christ and your job. You have to choose between Christ and your friends. And you have to choose between Christ and your hobbies. It's only in our time that there can be a church service and football at the same time. And Christians will choose the football and forget the service. And we think it's normal. Oh, as for the service, it's always there. But Champions League final 2023. It won't come again. We have to surrender our lives to Jesus. We must love Jesus more than our families. We must love Jesus more than our job. We must love Jesus more than our friends. We must love Jesus more than our hobbies. 20s and 30 years. Listen, you must love Jesus above all others. This doesn't mean that you cannot have these things and have all that. But all that I'm saying is that what should come first is Christ. Surrender your life to Him. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. And I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the real life I now have within this body is a result of my trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Number three, break the cycle of sin, mistakes, and errors. Break that cycle of sin, mistakes, and errors. Do not rely on your strength. Do not be smarter. Because if you do that, you can never grow in the Lord. Break the cycle. If you are an alcoholic, you should not be hanging around bars. Go back to the basis. Go back to the basis. You have stopped morning devotions. How can you be on fire for the Lord? You have stopped Bible studying. Every morning, non-negotiable, uninterrupted. Don't say, when I get to my office, I'll do my Bible study. No. You must have a fellowship with the Spirit every morning. Don't play with this. Your fire will die off. Every morning, stay with the Lord in the Bible. It could be 15 minutes a day. It could be 20 minutes a day. It could be 30 minutes a day. Make sure every morning before you step out of your house, you have fellowship with God in the scriptures. Without any shadow of doubt, I'm sure there are people here who have not done their morning devotion today. Oh, Pastor, it is for kids. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Pastor, it's for Sunday school. It's not. Go back to the basis. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. The word gives us the gospel. The word gives us God's mind. God's mind. The word gives us the plans of God. He said the whole Bible was given to us by inspiration from God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It strengthens us out and helps us to do what is right. Verse 17. It is God's way of making us well prepared. So your morning devotion is God's way of building you up for what he has in store for you. It's God's way of keeping you on the right track to build you into that victorious Christian. A victorious Christian is not prophesied, it's built. So when we do our morning devotion, go back to the basics. Stop being too big for morning devotion. Stay with the Bible and write what you are learning. And if you do your morning devotions well, sometimes you come to church on Sunday and what you studied is actually what pastor is preaching on. The last but not the least. Last but one. Involve God in your decisions. If you want to be on fire for the Lord, slow down. Slow down. Slow down and listen to God. You won't die if you don't make that decision now. Now, 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 now. They give you pressure. Pressure, 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 pressure. Slow down and listen to what God is saying. And when you hear what God has said, move with it. Involve God in your decision. Even the course you read, where you work, whatever, who you marry. Little decisions. You're at work. There's a complexity. Ask the Lord. Don't, prayer is not heard only when you are in a bush or when you are in a prayer meeting or you are in a prophetic meeting. Prayer is not for only ministry work. Prayer is for a routine life of victory. Put God in your decision making. The last one is trust God. Romans 1:17. Live by faith.
Live by faith. Put all your trust in God. He said, this good news tells us that God makes us ready for heaven, makes us right in God's sight. When we put our faith and trust in Christ to save us, this is accomplished from start to finish by faith. So, you want to have a victorious life. This is our victory, even our faith. I think 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 5. And this one is telling us, this is accomplished from start to finish by faith. Go to 1 John 5, 4 and 5. We are closing with that. So, if 2024 is going to be victorious, give me the old King James of that. Or 2 John. No, that's the 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He said, from the beginning to the end, from start to finish, we do it by faith. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that in 2024, you will trust the Lord with all your heart. Amen. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will do what? And when God directs your path, are you sure to have victory? Hello? Are you sure to have victory? Yes. Please close your eyes and ask God for grace. Thank him for this message. Go back and go and listen to it again to prepare you for what God wants to do next year. Father, we thank you for this teaching. It has been gracious. It has been a blessing. Our 2024 is going to be victorious. As we go through these gifts, these fruits of the Spirit, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We are praying that, Lord, at the end of the year, we will have enough of Christ to showcase. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you for joining. Friday, we'll be here to pray. Tomorrow and Thursday, the children are having the